be scared. No, you're fine. It's fine. Just, no. Don't scream. Don't scream. Stop screaming. The one time I didn't want to scare you, I scared you. Why am I so bad at this? I'm sorry. I'm not panicking. You're not panicking. We're fine. You're fine. It's okay. I'm not a ghost. Okay, I am a ghost, but I'm not a bad ghost. I'm not a good ghost. I'm a ghost. It's fine. You're fine. Why am I so... sorry, I can't help it. It's like an instinct now. Sorry, okay. Are you okay? Just breathe. Just breathe. Hi, I'm your ghost. I've been haunting you for a while, but not really haunting you. I'm not very good at it, and I like you. You're funny, and you have great taste in computer games, so I was just being nice. I put the heating on, put the kettle on. Yeah, that was me. See, I'm a nice ghost. I think they're nice. Well, to be honest, I'm not completely sure. It didn't come with an instruction manual on how to be a ghost. It was... I woke up here and suddenly it was... Ooh, wake up! Ooh! And you couldn't see me or hear me. And by the time I learnt how to move something, I got to know you, and you were so funny and sweet and lovely. So I didn't want to haunt you, so I tried to make it easier. So I kept the spiders away. I put the heating on. I put the kettle on. When you thought you lost something, I would float it over to you, and you never noticed. Oh, you saw the stuff floating. I thought I was thinking. Why am I such a bad ghost? I don't think it would be this difficult. Well, I never really thought about being a ghost. Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I wanted to talk to you because I know you've been so sad, and I've just been watching you, and I just want to give you a hug. I tried a couple of times, but I think it got cold and you shivered, and I don't really know how this ghost stuff works. I just wanted to say I'm so sorry about your breakup. You're so sad, and I don't want you to be sad. I never want you to be sad. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're not alone. I know you don't know me. This is so weird. I know you, and you don't know me. But I want you to know that you're a good person. You're wonderful, and you did nothing wrong. You really didn't do anything wrong. I know you've been blaming yourself. Yeah, I was watching, but not creepily. Just, I don't sleep. I just watch bad TV. A lot of it. It's kind of good. Judge Judy is amazing, but, no. Sorry, I haven't talked to anyone in so long. You are a lovely person. You really are, and I'm not just saying that because I'm your ghost and you're my favourite person. I'm saying that because you are and you're lovely. And I know it's a really difficult time, and I just want you to know that you're not alone. I'm here for you whenever you need me. I mean, if you need a cup of tea, I've figured out how to balance the tea tray now, so I can totally do that. You want biscuits? I can't touch Oreos. They burn for some reason. But I can bring you biscuits. If you want a hug, I can do that if you don't mind it being a little cold. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I know it's difficult. I know it's so difficult. I mean, it's never clean. When you break up, it's always like a wrench. It's painful, and I never want you to feel the pain. But there's nothing you can do. You will see her in your dreams. You will see her walking along the street one day. You'll be so, so busy. And you'll see her. You'll be with your friends in the middle of a party, and and you'll see her. No, it's okay to be sad. Just listen. You'll think of her every day, a few seconds, and you'll hope that you can go back, that you can make it work. You could erase the breakup. You will hope and you will try harder and you will feel it. Because love is like an earthquake. The aftershocks of loving someone too much, they can be stronger than the initial destruction. And you loved with all of your heart. It will be painful, but it's also beautiful. There will be times when you will be so happy. I know there will. But there will also be times when you'll miss her. You will miss her so much. Despite her not doing everything she could to keep you. You will move on. I know that sounds ridiculous right now. The wounds are too fresh. But you will. You will love someone again, and you will search for another happy ending. Your story will have a happy ending. But the memories will always be there. And you may find yourself coming back to those memories and feeling the feelings of happiness you had when you were together. It's okay. It's okay to feel, to cry. It's important. You need to go through this, although I wish you didn't have to. It's best to allow yourself to feel, to grieve. Sorry, I didn't mean, it's the banshee next door. We don't get on. Much better than I am at haunting. She said it was stupid that I put the kettle on for you. But she doesn't understand, and she doesn't need to. Just like people don't need to understand what you're going through, you don't have to explain yourself. You just need to survive, to feel. The aftermath of a breakup can do many things. It can make you realize certain things. The pain helps you realize that it's over. And the only thing that remains are the after effects. When you love someone with all of your heart as you did, it can linger. If you try and hide from the pain, deny it. It lingers like a ghost, but not like the ghost that makes you a cup of tea and wants to look after you. Like the banshee that wails and is just horrible. Accepting the pain, being honest, accepting that it happened. It helps. When I woke up, it was difficult. I denied that I was here. But watching you live, watching you be happy made me realize being here isn't bad, it was just different. I accepted it, and it was difficult and painful. You can't hold on to that little piece of hope. That piece of hope where you expect to see her at the end of the tunnel, waiting for you. Expecting her to be there to throw her arms around you, realizing that she loves you and wants you back. You loved her so much. And love is wonderful. letting go. Accepting it. It's the right thing to do. Because loving, longing after someone has left you behind, it's painful. Hearkening for what is past, there's no joy in that. And there's joy in your future, I promise. You can love someone and let them go, and it's not a bad thing. You can accept it. Fight your way past the pain. It'll be difficult. But the next chapter of your story, oh, it may be the happily ever after ending that you have been dreaming of. Maybe it'll be the one about you standing up on your own and continuing to write your own story. Because you're wonderful. You really are. It's not about the aftermath. It's about how you both tried. You both loved, but sometimes love isn't enough. And although things changed, and your reality is different now, it doesn't mean that your life is over. It's just a new stage. We all deserve to be happy. And you will be happy, because you'll get through this. I know you're a strong person. And I don't really know what to say. I'm here for you. Ooh, sorry, I'm feeling a bit awkward because I haven't spoken to anyone in so long, and I just wanted to say, you'll be alright, and would you like a cup of tea? A cup of biscuits? Okay, just... get some sleep. I'll just tuck you in, and... Sorry, I know this is a little weird, I just wanted to say, you'll be alright. And, well, I'm sorry I can't help with the wooing. I'm just bad at this. It's bad. But I hope. Get some sleep. Sorry. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go. Why am I so bad at this?
I am
an awkward ghost. But you'll be alright. You'll be alright, and things will get better. I promise. It'll take time. But if I can get used to being a ghost and be happy, I know you'll be happy too, because you are amazing, and we need to stop doing that.